Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As illustrated in RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, AIDS and AZT was Fauci's first official go at state-sponsored depopulation. Celia Farber writes that Peter Staley is the most iconic AIDS activist in the world, and that he was the guy who made AZT happen. The well-hyped media story goes something like this. Young gay activist Peter Staley came out as a homosexual in 1985 and inspired his older brother, Jess Staley, to join him in the fight against AIDS, which for them meant demanding more drugs, faster drugs, and cheaper drugs from Big Pharma. While posing as the voice of the downtrodden LGBTQ consumer, with the almighty support of the mainstream media behind them, the two brothers demanded that Big Pharma put speed ahead of safety and efficacy. This campaign directly resulted in the rapid FDA approval of AZT in 1989. Big profits were made, shortcuts were taken, and AZT killed thousands. Jess Staley worked for J.P. Morgan Chase and became a pioneer of woke LGBTQ banking. And after 30 years at J.P. Morgan and 9 years as CEO of Barclays Bank in the U.K., he resigned last year after an investigation into his ties with Jeffrey Epstein was launched as part of a U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid, and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at J.P. Morgan. Jess Staley exchanged several hundreds of emails with Jeffrey Epstein, some of them coded like the infamous Pizzagate emails. Staley to Epstein, say hi to Snow White for me. Epstein to Staley, what character would you like next? Staley, Beauty and the Beast. Jess Staley is accused of forcibly and violently raping one of the victims, and is said to have told her that Jeffrey Epstein authorized him to do whatever he wanted to her. Jess Staley was set to take over for Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who some believe will be charged with criminal conspiracy for his service to Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking operations. A New York federal judge threatened J.P. Morgan Chase with contempt of court if it does not speed up in producing evidence related to Jeffrey Epstein. Jamie Dimon is scheduled to be questioned under oath later this month on his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Throwing gas on the fire, 19 Republican states just accused J.P. Morgan of closing bank accounts on political or religious grounds. In a letter to CEO Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Bank is accused of canceling major organizations' checking accounts and then screening them with questions focused on religion and politics before reinstating them. The Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, and it holds no reserves. It is a private bank owned by its member banks, and overall owned by the same big banks deemed too big to fail, like J.P. Morgan Chase. So when the CBDCs come to supposedly save the day, remember that these banks are run by child rapists and human traffickers. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating, frightening, invigorating, empowering transmission today. Wednesday, May 17th, the year is 2023, and we are inside the new world order. But humanity is awakening and fighting back. The battle is joined. Woo! We have Stephen Crowder, the free speech crusader, joining us at the bottom of the hour in T-minus 27, 28 minutes from now. Then, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene with big news joining us in the second hour, open phones and news in the third, and the great Kate Daly in the fourth hour. Boom! Woo! Do my Ric Flair there. It is on like Donkey Kong. The news today is insane. Wow. Wow is all I can say. Here's the first thing I'm going to bring up. Greg Reese's new report's out, and it's got all the documents in it. And Biden has officially launched not just a Ministry of Truth run by the CIA against the American people, completely illegal. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10.5. They're putting out public service announcements saying, watch conservatives and don't trust white people. The transcripts of what's in the ads is now out. The ads aren't out yet. The big banks, like J.P. Morgan Chase and others, are kicking sporting goods stores, churches, you name it. Conservative groups, mainline groups, off their banks. A bunch of other big banks are doing it and making them do sensitivity training to be able to get back on the bank. Full total weaponization. Elon Musk has come out against George Soros and said he hates humanity and wants to destroy civilization. What do you think the New World Order is? I mean, what do you think a post-industrial world is? I've got Scientific American today saying population will change the world for the better and that human civilization disappearing is a good thing. I mean, that's what is taught. That's what it is. And then Elon Musk kept knocking it out of the park. Say what you want about him. I mean, coming out against George Soros saying he wants to destroy civilization. What do you think he's doing? Here's Politico's headline. George Soros, quiet overhaul of the U.S. justice system. Oh, he overhauled it. And you've seen the overhaul, doubling in the murder rate, massive crime, rape, carjackings, major store chains around the country closing down in blue cities because they're just hell holes. It's George Soros' New World Order, war in the streets, blood in the streets, initiative, mostly peaceful. And, of course, the ADL crawled out from under its rock, the Anti-Defamation League, and said that Elon Musk is anti-Semitic. So if someone happens to be Jewish and is a bad guy, and there's bad people, you know, there's a lot of good Germans. I think Hitler was bad. Do we blame all Germans? No. Well, if you don't like Hitler, you're anti white, or you're anti-Germanic. And if you're anti-George Soros, who's an atheist, by the way, he says, really a Satanist in my view, then you're anti-Jew. Well, Elon Musk slapped him down again and said, you should just take the A off ADL and you are the Defamation League. That's what they do. The Censorship League. The League of Criminals. Because there's a lot of great Jewish organizations, a lot of great Jewish people, some of the best folks out there in my view, but some of the worst in the world. The ADL is an un-American totalitarian danger to humanity. They're quarterbacking this whole labeling of the American people as white supremacist terrorists to literally trigger a civil war. And here's the key. To cover up for the end of this bubble that the central banks have created and to bring in their central bank digital currencies in the new system. So we are going to get to all of the Elon Musk clips when he was on CNBC and knocked it out of the park. Knocked it out of the park. People say, you think Elon Musk is good? What he said is good. What he said hurts the New World Order. Make no mistake. Then we've got just so much more. I meant to get to this yesterday, but CBS says Bill Gates is controlling the weather by spraying stuff out of jet engines that are added to the fuel. Oh, I never knew that. But it's for your own good. But if you say it's happening, it doesn't exist, but it's happening and it exists. That's called cult brainwashing. Absolutely insane. The word is, and I'm not holding my breath, that prosecutors are set to indict Hunter Biden either today or tomorrow, but of course on the gun charge, the most petty that they think leftists will go along with, to then divert away from the Chinese communist spies situation and the pedophilia and the taking other foreign money. We've got all that as well and so much more. And there's a clip I got to get to today. I didn't get to, well, several clips. The new thing with liberals that bully their children and tell them they're another sex from birth is that it's sex abuse if your baby wants to hold you or reaches out for you and you shove its hand away and say, don't touch me, you're an abuser. And if you have beer commercials with women in bikinis, that's abuse too. And, you know, M&M's, the girl M&M's can't wear pretty boots or dresses because girls can't wear dresses. Only drag queens can wear dresses. Silly women! Women's dressing rooms and pretty things are only for big, fat, ugly men. Silly kids. So, it's all coming up and so much more today. Attorney Tom Renz has been knocking it out of the park, and he's got incredible new evidence that the hospitals knowingly killed people and used fake doctors and nurses to do it during the COVID operation as a test. We already knew that, but now it's confirmed. He has recordings of hospital heads admitting it. It just gets more and more wild. So all of this and more today. Crowder's on for 30 minutes. MTG's on for 30 minutes. So we'll be able to hit all of this news in between and probably get some of your amazing calls on in the third hour, but who knows, I may just cover news third hour because I'm going to cover all of this and more today. Big developments, Seymour Hersh is reporting on out of Ukraine. The media said that Patriot missiles shot down all the Russian missiles. It wasn't true. The Patriot batteries got blown up. Again, they just lie in every way. That's all coming up. Stephen Crowder's at the bottom of the hour, and I was like, so you're sure you want me to host your show? YouTube will probably ban it. He said, I don't care. That's the whole point. Well, Media Matters tattled and said it wasn't allowed, even though that's not an official rule of YouTube. And, well, then YouTube dutifully obliged and said, one more thing, Stephen Crowder, and you are banned permanently. Well, good news is he converted 70% of his gargantuan 6 million followers on YouTube to rumble. Oh, let's get ready to rumble. And so, really standing up for the First Amendment and for InfoWars and for all of us. That's why he's under such attack and under a campaign of lies and disinformation by the left and the right, by Conservative Inc. and by the controlled left as well. He'll be joining us. Bottom of the hour here in just about 16, 17 minutes. We're coming up breaking 33 after. Please remember, I'm not fun about George Soros, the New World Order. I'm fun about you. But listen, that's important to do to keep us on air, and I thank you humbly. But, man, you really need to take Nitric Boost. That is basically a blood detoxifier and blood cleaner. That's what it does. We've had doctors on that talk about it. It's got all these key natural compounds to just flush out your blood, clean it out with all the stuff going on and all the thickening of the blood and all the things going on. Young and old should be on Nitric Boost. It's a top-rate formula at a great price. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should be taking X3. Most people are iodine deficient. We have the purest, cleanest, highest quality. It's back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, deep earth crystal, and more. InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate bone broth with the turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, concentrated bone broth is so amazing. So good for your immune system and your joints and bones. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Get some of the limited edition political prisoner Trump shirt and Alex Jones for President shirts, because when they're gone, they're gone. It's a limited run. We'll have new shirts in a month. In the future, we're just going to have limited edition. The future is now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
YouTube took down Steven Crowder's show. They officially say, and I have the documents that they sent Steven Crowder, that when I said that we witnessed babies being handed over at the airport to complete strangers, which we have on video from 2 years ago, guys can cue that up when he's on next segment, and the same woman all day, every few hours, brings a baby and says, "This is my baby," and the woman goes, "Okay, it's your baby, you're allowed to give it to us," and they just hand a baby over, like a 8-month-old, 10-month-old baby. And when we have it all on tape, and they just said, "You're not allowed to say that," but we have all the footage. Oh, they're not smuggling humans, literally protecting human trafficking. Who do you think these people are? This is a big story, folks. It's a lot bigger than Steven Crowder or Alex Jones. That's coming up. But let's start getting into Musk. Then MTG joins us at 30 after next hour. I'll be playing all of these before she comes on. It is Soros reminds him of Magneto. And then they spun it and said, "Magneto is Jewish too. We attacked Magneto. Magneto, a villain, is now good," because I guess I didn't know he was Jewish. You learn something every day. What does this even mean? So the ADL is no longer the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. They've always been and are the Defamation of America League, the Destruction of Free Speech League, the Legion of Tyrants hiding behind the Jewish people. Very sick, very corrupt, very dangerous, very evil. And it creates things like Kanye. Because just because the ADL's bad Kanye, which I told him 15 times at least, does not mean Hitler's good. Hitler was a competing evil. And the average Jew did not deserve to be shipped off to slave camps and then murdered. But you hear the media saying white people are inherently evil. All the major universities teach white people are inherently bad. Christians are inherently bad. And the ADL is the tip of the spear along the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, literally creating Hitler-level anti-group hate in front of us. But they're just part of the bigger agenda. The ADL doesn't run it, but they definitely are a handmaiden of this whole New World Order plan that says there's too many people. Let's get rid of people. Boy, I heard that from somebody else who had a weird mustache. You know, where you cut the sides off, it's only in the middle. What's that guy's name? He would say, "Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!" So, let's go ahead and play Elon Musk taking George Soros to the woodshed.
But how do you make a choice? You don't see, I mean, in terms of when you're going to engage. I mean, for example, even today, Elon, you tweeted this thing about George Soros.
Back it up. I'm going to play it in a minute. I love the whole condescension. Like, this reporter later says, this anchor later says, "You know, why don't you just keep your politics yourself and just not talk? Or just maybe tell your friends, but why don't you just keep your mouth shut?" How offensive and un-American And illiberal is that. But they just normalize, like, come on, don't talk about George Soros. He only overthrew over 20 countries' pension funds and robbed tens of millions, hundreds of millions of old people. I mean, when I was growing up, Soros was a known supervillain on the news. I mean, that's what he does. He's as bad as it gets. He's here, Politico, George Soros, quiet overhaul, the U.S. justice system. He literally runs every major city. And, man, if you're a white person, defend yourself, you're going under the jail. But if you're a brown person, commit a crime, you go free. What is that? That's a genocide, folks. He literally has created the closest thing to Hitler in my lifetime I've seen of anti-white, even though he's white. Even though he's got blue eyes. I mean, this guy's freaking dangerous. I mean, look at what he's doing in front of you. He served Hitler and helped round up Jews like Anne Frank. He didn't get her, but Jews hiding. He was 14 when he did it. Did 14, 15, 16, 3 years. Eastern Europe. On record, he's written books about it. He brags about it. He's proud of it. And he looked like he was 10. He looked really young. So he would infiltrate and find the Jews. The Nazis called people like him bloodhounds. All right, go to the Elon Musk Club.
But how do you make a choice? You don't see, I mean, in terms of when you're going to engage. I mean, for example, even today, Elon, you tweeted this thing about George Soros. Well, I'm looking for it because I want to make sure I quote it properly. But, I mean, you know what you wrote. But
you know what you wrote. You know what you did.
Calm down, people. This is not like made a federal case out of it.
You said he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization, and Soros hates humanity. Like, when you do something like that, do you
think
about...
Yeah, I think that's true. That's my opinion.
Okay. But why share it? Why share it? Especially because, I mean, why share it when people who buy Teslas may not agree with you? Advertisers on Twitter may not agree with you. Why not just say, hey, I think this. You can tell me. We can talk about it over there. You can tell your friends. But why share it widely?
I mean, this is freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I want.
You absolutely are. But I'm trying to understand why you do, because you have to know it's got a... It puts you in the middle of the partisan divide in the country. It makes you a lightning rod for criticism. I mean,
do you want that?
You know, people today saying he's an anti-Semite. I don't think you are.
No, I'm definitely. I'm like a pro-Semite, if anything.
I believe that probably is the case.
Yes.
But why would you even introduce the idea that would be the case?
I mean, listen, we don't want to make this a George Soros interview.
No, God, no. I don't want to at all. But what I'm trying even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean, you know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man, or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet?
That's a pause.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
So you just don't care. You want to share what you have to say.
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Well, InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Gosh, red flag again? Are you serious, man?
No. I completely understand. Look, totally get it. Thoughts and prayers, buddy. I really hope you get well soon, and we'll see you back in the studio soon. So, yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, so guys, looks like Steven's got the red tide again, and it's spread, and he doesn't want to infect us, and so he's not coming in today.
Dude, so what, we're screwed now?
It kind of looks that way, too, man. I'm sorry. I don't know really what we're going to be doing. So.
Well, what about the red phone?
We couldn't, man. Right? I mean, it's been so long. I don't know. Do you really think it's time?
Yeah, it's time.
Hey, man. Yeah, no. Steven's not going to be in today, and we really need you to come in and host the show. What do you think? What do you say? Can you help us out? Okay.
What'd he say?
Said he's on his way.
Been friends with him for years, and when nobody would defend me, who had a big media platform, when I was getting totally banned 4 years ago, he was pretty much the only guy. Joe Rogan did a little bit later, helped out, but to say it was wrong. So I'm always indebted to him for that, but he has a lot of courage. But I said this when I hosted his show Monday. He's the first person to convert the big mainstream platform audience to a new independent pro-free speech audience and pull the majority, 70%+ of it currently, 3, 4, 5 million people a day, as big as Tucker Carlson's show on Fox. So that's how big it is. That's why he's under attack. And when they asked me last week to host the show, I said, are you sure about that? They said, yeah, Stephen doesn't care. His words are F YouTube, F everybody that isn't for free speech. So I think he knows what he's doing. Then the Media Matters kooks came out and tattled Monday, like we were doing this secretly, and says, Steven Crowder openly flouts YouTube, lets Alex Jones host his show, and promote InfoWars. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's not even a YouTube rule saying that. So, obviously, this is outrageous. But what's so exciting is that no other platform can handle 2-3 million people on it at once. Rumble's finally able to handle what Steve has been doing. So this is a big deal. They're really upset. They're really scared. Everybody should go to Rumble. They should. It's free there. Subscribe so you get the feed. Then, of course, they also have the subscription. We need to get behind what Steven Crowder's doing. Without further ado, I'm going to bring him in to talk about this. We have all the screenshots he posted on his Twitter of why they did it. And they took down the video where I saw what was at the border. We showed video of it, not on his show, but on my show. And Owen was down there last week, and I mean, literally, what we said is true. They're handing babies over with no paperwork to people at airports and buses, and they just disappear with social workers and other people, with random people. And they took that down, covering up human trafficking, which they admit's going on. So they pre-prepare the show. They go over the news. We went over the news. We researched it all. It was all fact-checked. I got there hours before, and we covered real news. I mean, everything we said, we put stuff up on screen, and it's because it's true, and it's powerful, it's popular, is why this happened. So now he's one strike away from being taken off YouTube, but I don't think, as he said, he gives a flying you-know-what. So, Stephen, congratulations on being a real trailblazer when it comes to fighting censorship. That's the key to saving not just our country, but the world. Tell us the backstory and where you're going from here, and congratulations on being number one, not just on Rumble, but dwarfing all the other podcasts.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And by the way, yes, I knew the risk. I saw the ride, and I bought a ticket anyway. I didn't think they were going to act so quickly, right? Because you'd been a guest on the show so many times, and they've made it very clear that's because you were fill-in hosting. But here's the weird thing. They've changed policy for us, because the channels should technically be removed, right? Three strikes and you're out. This was five strikes on two different channels after we've already had strikes in the channel. So they've said, well, since you already have strikes on your channel, we're not going to put on another strike. It's a warning. And I think a big reason for that, Alex, is first off, people need to know this. You were unbelievably reasonable in your presentation with the show. And I know that you're very respectful of, you know, this platform, just as if I were to fill in host for you, right? I wouldn't go off on something that I know you wouldn't agree with. It's your show. So you did a fantastic, nothing you did would cross the lines. Nothing you did would violate any terms. As a matter of fact, you were probably softer, right, on the humor side of things than we would be typically. You're a gentleman. So it's really just the fact that they don't like you. And here's the thing. It's an intimidation tactic. They don't want conservatives. YouTube does not want conservatives to see this channel removed from YouTube. Why? Because they know that would be tantamount to saying conservatives aren't welcome. We're basic pumpkin spice Christian conservatives here, right? We're not even libertarian. We're not fringe alt-right or conspiracy theorists. It's pretty mainstream conservatism. So to get rid of this channel would be to say conservatives aren't welcome. They don't want that, but they want to let us know that they'll keep us in line. And I can't tell you how many calls, Alex, that I have had with YouTube, with people where they say, well, you know, so-and-so conservative doesn't do this. Well, that's not us. And you know what? I'm not going to be intimidated into abandoning my friends. You're a friend. You know, Brian Callen went through his controversy, right? The whole Me Too thing that turned out to be verifiably false. He's a friend. Nick DiPaolo's career has suffered, one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. He is a friend. These are Mr. Guns and Gear, right? He's been throttled, shadow banned on YouTube because he teaches actual firearm safety. We just went after him and said, hey, look, can we provide you with some support? So if YouTube thinks that we're going to stop, if YouTube thinks that this is going to intimidate us into abandoning our friends, that's not how we do it. And so, yeah, Mug Club just got that much larger. That's the subscription portion. People can join up if they want. Right now there's the offer where people can get 3 months free or they can get $10 off. LiderWithCredit.com/Mug Club. The promo code is EFFU because there's a real change in tone, Alex, too. At one point in time, this would have been catastrophic. This is annoying. But it's maybe a 20, 25% haircut on the show because most of our viewers have migrated over to Rumble or they're on Mug Club. That's a tectonic shift in the media landscape. And it's one that you and I both know conservatives have fought for a very long time. They say, we're just doing our job. Business as usual. YouTube. YouTube has not given us answers beyond the fact that, Alex, I'm sorry to say, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. You know, I like you. You have a lot of good qualities. YouTube does not. They don't like you.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Well, let me just expand on this, and I know you're adding more shows. I've really been, I mean, I've been watching a long time. I love Gerald Morgan, your CEO. He is really smart and a close second to you.
He's a good man.
I think he should do his own show. He really hosted the show. I got there, and I said, man, you guys vet everything, and you double-check, and it's so complex. You've got all this stuff going on. I said, Gerald, hold my hand, training wheels. Well, he was really the host of the show. So really, technically, I wasn't hosting. I was just sitting in your chair. No.
You're giving him too much credit. And here's the thing, Alex. Gerald is smart, but Gerald's a good man. That's what matters here, too. You know, Gerald's a good man. You met Johnny Boy. I've known him since I was 12. He's a good man. My father's a good man. We have people who've worked here I've either known for decades or we've worked here for as long as the company has existed, right? And that's even before we were on YouTube, back when it was just on AM radio. We have people who have been long. There are real friends, and there are friends in the media. I consider you a real friend. And I clarified this today, Alex. You know, when we came out and defended you, at that point in time, it's not like you and I were close friends. We became closer friends because I felt compelled to defend you, even though at that point you and I didn't run in the same circles. I was dumbfounded that other conservatives didn't step in and do that. And the reason why? Because I knew they would be coming for other people. And that's what's happening right now. You did a fantastic job. I just want to say this because I don't want you to feel any, you did nothing wrong. If anything, let's blame Gerald. Let's say he screwed it up. YouTube's reason is they don't like you. They don't like you. And guess what? That's not a reason to censor speech when you benefit from Section 230. That's it. I don't care. Screw them. We'll let the cards fall where they may.
Well, obviously, all the political analysts that pointed this out, we need to be a political PhD to know this. If we don't have free speech and if we can't put forward our ideas, we're going to lose the country. And as you said, they're now moving on to what I would call very entertaining, very funny, but very careful mainline Christian conservative shows like yours. And if people don't see them coming after you as a danger, it's insane. I mean, there should be congressional hearings of the time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Well, that's awesome, but this is bigger than you, bigger than me, bigger than Tucker Carlson. I want to explain this to listeners. I know they know this. I know a PR campaign when it's launched because I've been through it a bunch. As soon as you came out and explained, I want to open up freedom for everybody. I've been offered a bunch of money, but they want to control what I do, and this is the problem. And if conservatives would just build their own thing, this wouldn't be happening if they had spines. Not just the controlled Conservative Inc., who have got a lot of great people, and I'm not saying they're all bad. They didn't just attack you. I saw the bots, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Media Matters, all of them swing in. I see the attacks. I see it on the national news because they're threatened by what you're doing. So this is bigger than Steven Crowder. And if people who haven't been through this just see the spin and think, oh, you know, Steven's, you know, being a baby over there or whatever because he didn't want to do this big contract. It's not like he's a baseball player, folks. This is the future of our country and the world. So I'm telling you the inside baseball. Steven Crowder and his team are embattled, and they're the heroes in this fight, and they are leading the exodus out of big tech and building a new system. This is everything in the fight.
Or you know what? Or we'll fail trying, but at a certain point, you have to make a decision. You say, you know what? It's not worth it. At a certain point, I say it's not about reaching the unreachable on YouTube because we cannot speak the truth. And by the way, for people out there, we're just there's nothing official, obviously, but you and I have talked about this where we would love to have you guys under the same umbrella where people can get access to you and Alex and your show and Mug Club. We need to have alliances. We need decentralized, right? But an alliance where people get more for their money when they subscribe. Because the problem is right now people have pay fatigue where they subscribe here and they subscribe there and they subscribe here because the models from a lot of both on the left and on the right is to separate people from their money. You know, this is what's happening with Twitter, the new CEO. We talked about this yesterday. She's talking about rebuilding Twitter in the eye of the advertiser. No. True North is the person watching right now, listening. True North has to be the viewer, the person who actually values the content, not only the person who wants to sell the content. And we have lived in a model and legacy media, and yes, a lot of conservative media, where it has all been about serving the almighty advertiser, not the viewer. That's what it's about. That's why we're an army of muggles. We're sponsored literally by viewers. We have a couple sponsors every now and then. Not too many. You guys have your own store, right? You're not beholden. We're boycott proof. We're cancel proof. And most important of all, is censor proof. Because people need to understand it's not about whining with censorship and, oh, it's a private company and the libertarians come in from the Brookings Institute. No, no. Let's just take that one example, the border. We can get to vaccines, mRNA vaccines. We can get to the most free and fair election ever. We can get to the Second Amendment. But just that issue, the fact that you highlighting the crisis on the border, which, by the way, irrefutably contributes to the 40-something million slaves right now on Earth, a huge portion of which are sex slaves, the fact that that information is silenced is an evil that almost is beyond compare. We do not live in a free society if we have laws or we have rules. You only live in a free society if they are applied equally, and conservatives need to start standing up for
what
they
want. That's right, and I'm going to say this.
Applied equally or taking our ball and going home.
I'm going to say this right now. I know all the major, you know, conservative leaders, you know them as well, that are in media, or most of them. And they're all scared. The biggest podcasters are scared. And they still let the tail wag the dog. It's got to stop. So that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. And you're trying to make it contagious. And a few months ago, you tried to put that on the radar screen and say, this is wrong. And people need to get that, understand. We are building our own thing. We're doing it. And we need the synergy. We need people to get excited, which they're doing, because we're changing the world. Yeah. And the system is scared. If the system's coming after you, that means you're over the target. And that's why this is so important. So where do you see yourself in the future? You've converted, like you said, 75% of the audience to your Rumble and to your Mug Club. It's yeah, exploding. Rumble's running ads at the Super Bowl. I mean, this is it's great. And it's an example to others. It's an example to Elon Musk. He sees which way the wind is blowing as well.
Yeah, I think, look, right now there's a sprint to the next election season, right? That's what we had, the biggest election stream the last election, and then they made sure to remove us for midterms. And then we had the biggest election stream off of YouTube that existed at that point.
Say that again. They took you down off YouTube for the midterms. Think about that.
They took us off YouTube, yeah, within days, right?
That's election meddling.
This Trump don't claim.
That's election.
It absolutely is, because we had 17 million people in the election, the last election, the national election. Then in the midterms, we had about five or six when you add it all up. So significantly less. But that's now changed because people are migrating in Rumble. What I want to see is other people. I never want to be that guy, especially coming from the comedy world. There's nothing worse than someone who gets theirs, they become a headliner, and they pay the opener a few $100. I don't want to pull the ladder up behind me. I want other people out there to see a future and not have to decide between compromising their values or discuss what matters. To be gone now and just upload clips to YouTube. The problem is that there still is, right, there still is shakiness with servers because live streaming requires so much bandwidth. We're going to be there soon. I would say probably after the election is the plan right now. The next election, take all of our live viewership off of YouTube and just use them as we see fit to upload clips. That's what I would like to see conservatives do. That way there can be an exodus of at least half of the American user base at some point where they have to go somewhere else. I can't give an exact timeline. No one is quite capable of handling everything that we need to be handled without YouTube supporting some of the bandwidth right now. As soon as that's the case, boom, we're gone. YouTube, you don't want us. We don't want to be a member of a club that doesn't want us in there anyway.
What do you want to say to Media Matters that tattled on you? What's your views on their anti-free speech behavior?
Well, thanks for the Mug Club membership, because they even tattle on stuff that's in, on Mug Club only. So that means they've actually paid for subscriptions. So I really can't do anything other than thank them. The smear campaign, I don't care whether it's Media Matters, some tabloid journals with a Substack, the New York Post, or the devil himself. It doesn't matter. At some point, we'll address all of this spin, like you've talked about, the smear campaigns. But, you know, there's a court of public opinion. There are the actual courts that you need to work through. We'll address it. But today is not that day. I know how this ends. I know how it ends.
What do you think of Elon Musk? I mean, whether he's good or bad, he's really going in the right direction. And this latest thing coming out against George Soros, that's like sticking your PP in an electric socket. I mean, he had to know what he's doing. He is coming out against the ADL. He's coming out against the censorship. I mean, he's coming out against the depopulation agenda. He says George Soros wants to destroy civilization. That is what the depopulationist, anti-industrialist, post-industrial world left wants. I mean, he's just calling out the elephant in the room. What do you think's happening with Elon Musk?
It's absolutely true. He believes in a population problem, and we will have the opposite. We are going to have a depopulation problem. This is a man who not only decided to rat out Jews to the Nazis, but said that he felt fine about it. It was a very easy decision to make. He slept like a baby. Here's what I see with Elon. I see it a little bit like Donald Trump. Donald Trump wasn't really conservative. He became more conservative as he was a president because all of his buddies at cocktail parties, who he thought were his friends, turned on him. I think Elon Musk started veering to the right. You know, he's more moderate. And then he's sitting across from these people who treated him like a media darling. This was the guy who spearheaded the modern electric car movement. He's going, wait a second. I thought you were my friends. And so because he's been pummeled, because he's been mugged, he's becoming more and more conservative. I think it's a huge mistake to potentially put too much power in the hands of this new CEO. Iacarino, I believe, is the name, which is Italian for one who never shuts up.
Well, you know what he's doing. He's very good at playing both sides, but he is moving towards freedom in his actions, but in his rhetoric, he will kind of play ball. Very sophisticated, and he's right here in Austin, Texas now. It's just amazing how all the blue cities are collapsing. Everybody's moving to Texas. You've been here for a long time. Stephen Crowder, we got a minute left. I salute your courage. Salute you. Got really nice crew, hardworking people. Only other crew that I think is as good or better is mine, but I want to salute your crew and your whole crew. A final statement.
Well, you know what? They all love having you here, Alex. I got to tell everyone out there, Alex Jones, you know, it's no secret that Alex Jones has impulse control issues and that he's like, you have one of those memories that you can pull anything. You can retrieve it from rote. But Alex is a consummate professional. People here love working with him. I understand your loyalty to people who matter to you. We're the same way here with actual friends. We have your back, and we're not going to be intimidated into booting you. So I hope to have you back as soon as we possibly can. And people can, if they want to see more of it, and if they would like to see more Alex Jones, but potentially at Mug Club, they can sign up, bladderwithcrowder.com/Mug Club. And hey, if you don't like it, that just means we have to do better. I'm okay saying that. We're looking to improve.
Stephen Crowder, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Hour number two straight ahead, MTG, more of the incredible Elon Musk barn burner on CNBC. We'll be right back with hour number two. Tell everybody, you know, tune in now. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the Info Warriors. Amazing time to be alive. Thank God for Stephen Crowder. Got a lot of courage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil.